Any other clinical research that you're involved with right now?
Well, I'm doing a lot of work with inflammatory breast cancer, and we're working with Paul Levine at George Washington, who's an epidemiologist, and he has an inflammatory breast cancer registry and has epidemiologic information on over 100 patients and tumor blocks. So we are actively looking at different markers for inflammatory breast cancer, and we're comparing it to control. And we'll be doing a study with pertuzumab, which is another anti-HER monoclonal antibody that binds at a different site and prevents dimerization of the HER2 family members. We're going to add pertuzumab to trastuzumab because most of the patients will have already been on trastuzumab. It stays in the body a long time, so we felt that that was a good way to go. And if we have a decent response rate, then that pertuzumab would be tested in the phase 3 setting.
Can you talk a little bit more about pertuzumab and what clinical trial results we have with it?
We have almost none with it. It's been tested in phase 1, and it's also been tested in HER2 negative patients. I don't know why they chose to do that, with only one response, I think, in over 60 patients. So we are only using it in patients who are HER2 positive. And I think there's some ovarian cancer data that's ongoing, a trial's ongoing right now.